Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Samach Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we're in the middle of Simin Tov Samach Aleph, in the middle of Sif Hey. We're on the very top line over here, towards the end of the line in the Ramah. It's a very short amount of Ramah today. There is no Machaber, actually, and it's a relatively short amount of Mishnah Brua and Deir Shu footnotes as well. So we begin towards the end of the line. The Ramah tells us, Matzah Nefucha, a swollen or puffed up matzah, b'emtziyosa, at the middle of the matzah, asura, that type of a matzah, there's a concern that it wasn't properly baked and it could have become chametz. However, alvim olo aleh krum, but if there's a crust on it, kedero sh'ola ala pas, b'shah safiyah, if there is a thin crust on this matzah, similar to the thin crust that's on a piece of bread that is baked during the baking process, and the Ramah tells us, muteris, and he brings us down from the Ma'ariel, this is perfectly acceptable. Now that's all the Ramah that we have for today. And we'll now look at the Mishnah Brua inside, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. He says, Nefucha, if it's swollen, if it's puffed up. Yesh bazeh shnei perushim. There's two definitions over here as to what we mean exactly by something being puffed up or swollen or slightly raised part of the matzah. It's not perfectly flat. So he tells us these two perushim. Number one, Aleph. Shenech lecha ovi hamatzah b'emtza. It's like you have the matzah is split along its long axis. In other words, it's like there's two halves to the matzah, a top half and a bottom half. V'chelek o'elyon ol lamala. And the top half of the matzah is raised. That's number one. Beis. Number two. Shalom Nechlecha Klal. It's not split at all in that fashion. It's not half top is raised. Ela Shetofach Gufa Matzah. The matzah itself is swollen. Be'em Tziyasa in the middle. Vi'ola. And it's risen. In other words, you have somewhat similar to a bread. Kamo Belechem. Chomech Shemischametz. Umisnasi Lamala. Be'em Tziyasa. As if you have like a roll. And the roll puffs up as you bake it. And that's what the type of matzah is over here. It's puffed up. Now, how do we paskin over here? Which one of these is correct? V'eskimu achronim. You can see in the Shaar HaTzion, O Samach, this is the Bach, the Morgan of Rum, in the name of other achronim, but not like the Taz. Taz disagrees. And the Bach holds over here, v'eskimu achronim, and the other achronim that hold like him, they say, v'shneim lahachmir, that you have to go the chumra and assume that both of these two, in this situation, are potentially chametz. Now, if you look in Deir Shu footnote number 72, he tells us, u'matzo shis akmo. If you have a slanted matzah, the also kula mi'al karkoyi satanur, and as a result of its slant-like, it is not flat lying on the oven. You have like a little bit raised on one side, a little bit raised on the other side, so the matzah is slanted and it's not lying flat on the oven floor. Ve'inu no gas b'karka tanur elibitz dodel. It's not lying on the karka, but it's on its side, so to say, of the tanur. So, Kosova Kafa Chayim, the Chav Chayim writes in the name of the Chuvas Ol Yosef, Sha'af hi bichlal matzah nefucha. This is also called a swollen matzah. Sheyesh lochosh, you have to be concerned, she'ein bekoch karka taner lefos es tachtis hamatzah. Because it's not directly on the ground of the taner, it may not properly, adequately bake the bottom part of the matzah. Eloshein olam nizar mazeh. But he says, the Welt doesn't seem to be bothered by this. The world doesn't seem to take this into consideration and saying that maybe this matzah is not a good matzah. But the Kaf HaChaim says, v'imroin shetachtis hamatzah lo nefsu yofa. If you see that the bottom of the matzah really has not been baked well, so the Kaf HaChaim writes, yesh lahachmir, no, this is really not a good matzah and you shouldn't use it. In any event, the Mishnah Brua Sivkot Lamed Daled quotes the Ramah and says, it's asura. If it's swollen over here, you can't use it. And the Mishnah Brua says, kol ha-matzah. This is not only the part that's swollen, but the entire matzah that has the swelling in it is no good. Af b'mokum shalom nofka, even in the places within that matzah that it isn't swollen or raised up. And he says, v'afilu, im hanafi choy sorak bi'achas min hakitzovos. And he says, even if this swelling over here, this part of the matzah that has risen is only in one of the corners, one of the sides of the matzah. That still, kivin shenase cholo be'ovya, since there are holes over here in the thickness of this matzah, the swelling point, tolinun shenisham tzakula, we have to be concerned, we have to assume that the entire matzah became chometz. And he says, this is true, afilu yeshishim b'matzah neged mokom hazeh lo mahani. And meaning if you have 60 times as much of the what seems to be good matzah, connected this small little piece of the puffed up matzah, it's not going to be mevatel it. It won't help you. lo mahani. Bein chiluk bein kodem Pesach or bePesach. And even if this occurs before Pesach, it's not good. And certainly Allah has kama v'kama on Pesach, it's not good. Now, if you look in Dirshu footnote number 73, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shanafichos b'mokum echad mochicha. Why is this that if there's a little bit of swelling, it proves that the whole matzah is no good? Because a little bit of swelling in one place is essentially telling us that you didn't work the dough well enough. Shalois asku b'isa esa gomur hamavatel eskilis chimutza. That you didn't work the dough well enough, knead the dough well enough, that you prevented the chimutz process from starting. And from the fact that this piece over here got swollen and the chimutz process got there, it must be that nizgale boshasa, very poetic language here, he says, you've revealed its embarrassment over here, shoysa kvar chimutza, that this dough was already chometz at the time you put it into the oven. Furthermore, he says, it's mashma from the words of the Mishnah Berurah over here, shehein ba'ofen harishon shel matzah nefucha. This applies to both of the two types of the matzah nefucha. We said if the top half, so to say, was raised, or if it was swollen up like a roll, like a bread. However, in both of these situations, whichever one it is, yesh lesor is called a matzah. The whole matzah is no good. And that's the pre-chadush's opinion as well. However, the Shelus Shuvas Ol Tzion disagrees. He says that's true for the first opinion. But according to the second opinion over here, that it's a swollen bread, so to say, so he says it's only in that place where it's swollen. Tovcha hamatzah ben tziyasa, where that place is swollen over here, ein osum ela makom hanaficha usvivosav kidei netila. Only that place is no good, and the surrounding area, kidei netila, which we said yesterday is about the width of a normal person-sized joint of their thumb, the distal joint of the thumb, and that is kidei netila. So according to the Shelus Shuvas Or Letzion, according to the second version of what neficha is, that wouldn't ruin the whole matzah. It's only according to the first version of what nefucha is that it ruins the whole matzah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Ayin ba'achronim shiskimu she'en lesor elim kein hecholol hu gadol kol kach kimo egos luz." He said the amount of swelling that you need over here must be the size at least of what's called an egos luz, which he says is shekorin hazelnus, which I assume means hazelnut. And if you look in the issue footnote number 74, he says this is true. Va'af be'ofen hasheni she'en chalol b'matzah elim. That it got swollen up and it doesn't have like holes over there like the first version. So the Eshel Avrami B'Chach writes, you still need the hazelnut type of shear over here in order for it to be considered significant. Alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says, or like the average size joint of the thumb of an average size person, which we said is about an inch or so. The issue footnote number 75 says, from the Elyu Rabbah, that both of these two shiurim, the size of a hazelnut, or the width of the distal joint of the thumb of an average-sized person, are both the exact same shear. He further adds that the opinion of the stipler glon Zatzal, shelo dai shirochavo shalachalo yeh b'shir zeh, it's not enough that you're saying the width of the hole or the space in this puffed-up matzah has to be the size of this hazelnut. El avgovo tzorchlios kishir, it also has to have the height of the size of a hazelnut. It has to be able to hold and fit this entire hazelnut over here within the confines of this space. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, he says this shear over here is when the top half of the matzah, according to version A, goes up. But if it didn't go up, but in somehow in the thickness of the matzah, there's a hole in it, as opposed to being puffed up, but there's like a depression in it, like this shear, then only that place where there's the hole, so to say, is osir. That place over there where it like had a depression in it, a crack in it, a hole in it, so that place is like a matzah kfula. The reason why it's osir is because the heat from the baking couldn't get in there. Vashar mutter, but every place else is mutter. Afilu tocha pesach, even if it happened during Pesach. Furthermore, he says v'ein osrin afilu bimkom hanekev. He says we don't make it osir in this hole over here. Elo kishyes besocho ababuos shekorim blezlich. If you only have over here sort of like blisters, that is a sign that there definitely was chimutz process over here. As the issue footnote number 76 tells us, if they're very small little blisters over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's normal. And ein lochush lekach. Sharei b'chol matzah yesh behechrich ababuos ketanos mod. Every matzah has these little bubbles in it. However, he says, Aval muhalak mutu, but certainly if it's smooth, if it's not bubbled up, then it certainly is kosher. Then he says, Vim yesh b'matzah shnei nekavim, if you have in this matzah two holes over here, nekev b'soch nekev, a hole within a hole, so to say, then choshishin lesser kula. Then you do have to be concerned that the whole matzah is no good, not just the area over here where you have this nekev. The issue footnote number 77 still says, however, according to the Eishel Avraham Yibachach, ain't osrim elokishai nekev kishir egos luz o etzba agudo canal. The size still is important over here. In order for this to be considered a significant hole over here, it must be the size of the width of the thumb joint or the size of this hazelnut, which is, again, approximately about an inch. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, v'chol zeh im ha-neficho nase b'tanur b'pam rishon. All of this is true only if the neficho, the swelling over here, occurred during the first baking. But, avolim le'achar she'nefo, but if you baked it once and there wasn't any problem, and then tochu oso b'shuman, and only then did you baste it with some sort of fat, v'chziru le'tanur b'nisficho, and you put it back in the oven, and only now did it go and puff up, then everybody agrees it's certainly not chomitz. Shorei le'kuliyama, everybody would agree that it's not chomitz. However, in the issue footnote number 78, he brings down, the reasoning over here, according to the Bach, is shenefis shuv ein hi machmitza. Once it was baked, it can't become chometz. However, linyan lot says b'matzah zu yidei achilas matzah b'leil seder. But whether you could go and in fact be yotzei on leil seder with such a piece of matzah, so the Mishnah Berurah has already taught us in Siman Tov Samach Beis that yesh li zor shlo lot says b'matzah zu yidei chova mishum shehi kein matzah shir, because this may not be chometz over here, but it's certainly also not lechemoni and it would be like matzah shira, and you can't be yotzi with this. Then we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hey, where he quotes the Ramah, who said, if there was this crust on it, imalo aleho krum, like on a piece of bread, then it's permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, hainu krum dak bilamala. This is a very thin, like crust on the very top over of the matzah. V'lo be'emtza over the matzah, but not in the middle of the matzah, not in the thickness of the matzah. Then he brings down Yesh Me'achronim Shikosu. There are those opinions from the Achronim that say, Dibbe Matzos Dakos Shalonu, with our very thin matzahs today, as opposed to they used to make much thicker mat. In our case, in Lochush L'ha Ba'abuos V'ha Chalolim Hanikorim Mibachutz U'mibifnim Kider Ruba Deruba Hanasim Machmasa Ur. He says, we don't have to be concerned with these swellings or these holes that are recognizable from the inside and the outside, because the vast, vast majority of time, ruba de ruba, they're made because of the heat. They're not anything to do with chometz. Shafilu enam krumim dakim. Even if you don't have a thin crust over here, rak kitzas ba'ovi, just a little bit in the thickness of the matzah in lochush, you don't have to be concerned. Furthermore, v'nafuach b'em tziyosa, if it's swollen on the in middle part, in the inside, hainu shenifrat chatzi ovi ha'elyo mitachton, like we said before, version 1 of what it means, that the top half is lifted off somewhat from the bottom half. And this, he says, d'zeu shchiach rak b'matzos ha'ovos kitzas, this is only really possible if it has some thickness to it, otherwise there really is no top half and bottom half. So he says, that's where it's a concern. The issue footnote number 79 brings down, Afla ofan hasheni shal matzah nefucha. Even according to the second version of what matzah nefucha means, shamatzah mitztafechas b'em tziyoso lelo cholol, that it swells up over here. Cause of Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, shein lochush b'matzah shalonu shein dakos. Our thin matzahs don't have this swelling issue. Shein hanefichus ba ela mimiyut hadekirus. The only reason over here that you get this little bit of swelling, this rise over here, is because there wasn't enough, so to say, stabbing of it with the utensil that we used to make the holes in the matzah, or mipnei chozei ka'esh, because the fire was too strong, hasholid al dakusa shel matzah umabiosa, that somehow forced the matzah to rise up because of the tremendous heat over here, because the matzah is so thin. And he adds, miyameinu lo asarnu matzah shelonu, Machmas Nefucha. He says, nowadays, none of our matzahs have a concern with them being swollen. We never make them also because of the swelling. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'da dafilu ba'ofen shi nefucha l'kuliyama. He says, even if it's a clear-cut, swollen matzah, das achok yako she'en lesor taruvosa, that you don't have to go and make any matzahs to get mixed up with, also no good. Kim osa matzah atzmo shenismecha. The other matzahs that were baked over here, they don't have a concern. It's only this matzah that's swollen. Within the kfula, and the same halacha applies we learned previously for the folded over matzah. Obel Yerabba machmir lesar teruvus benefucha. The El Yerabba disagrees and says if one is mistamba swollen or folded over and there's no good, so too are the others. But he says that's only b'achila. Af ba'no yesh l'hokal ayin shon. But the El Yerabba says that while you can't eat it, you can't get hanah from it. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'nira da'ko parim b'shishim yeshal hakel." If this occurred before Pesach and you have 60 against it, it can be definitely nullified. Ubefrat and especially berakikin dakin kama matzah shalom, especially our very very thin matzahs. Afi l'mishir tzalachmir al kopanim. If somebody wants to be machmir and lahachmir b'tarovus, you certainly don't have to be machmir if they get mixed in with other matzahs over here. Kedasa chokiyako, like the chokiyako says. With that, we conclude today's shir.